confusion so it can be dispelled.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so, here go the rest of this sentence. Y'all didn't see all that on this page. Okay.
Everybody writes in their book.
Yeah, right, yeah, somebody found this book is lost somewhere. It said, penis, penis, penis. What's this man teaching? She wrote penis at the top of the book. What the
fuck? Another one of them black sex fiends.
Okay. Definitely the white people ought to laugh about that. About the whole black people, white people thing. The whole thing is funny. You know, if all of us was the same color, we just discriminate then based on our eye color.
That's right.
We just choose something else.
Yes.
Because the ego is all about differences and separation to make itself feel special and different and apart. It's just natural for a separated mind to judge. So don't beat yourself up for judging while you still think you're separate. It's the most natural thing in the world to do is to judge when you think you're separate. So the Course says, why don't I just give you a judgment that will not hurt you so that you can use your capacity to judge to your advantage? Because you're going to judge. So why don't I just give you some new judgments? Everybody with me on the new judgments? That way you can still judge all day long, but it will be releasing you. I judge what you're doing as a call for love. I judge what you're doing as a call for help. I judge what you're doing as an opportunity for me to remember the truth about myself. I judge what you're doing as a time for me to give and receive perfect communication. I judge what you're saying as an opportunity for me to decide on what it is I really want from you, which is a real healing, and am I willing to let go of everything that will keep me from communicating with you forever. I judge that I know I have some thoughts that's not really cool thoughts all the time, but I don't want to keep them, and please purify them by showing me another way to look at them. I judge all of that.
Yeah.
See, that's my new judgment. That's not the way I used to look at it when somebody would attack me. But I had to make a choice to use a new judgment. So I'm here to help you and support you in your new judgment. And you're here to help me in my new judgment. We're here to support new judgments. Because we're going to judge. Can we admit we're going to judge?
Yeah.
We're going to judge. Okay. I'm going to finish this paragraph. If you seek to separate out certain aspects of totality, right, and look to them to meet your imagined needs, you are attempting to use separation to save you. How then could guilt not enter? Separation is the source of guilt. And to appeal to separation for salvation is to believe that you are alone. To be alone is to be guilty. For to experience yourself as alone, when you say, I am alone, you're just saying, I'm denying the oneness of the Creator and me. See, the way I go, I'm all alone. Well, I'm denying that I'm one with the Creator, and I'm denying that I'm one with me. I'm alone. I'm denying that I'm connected to love, and that love is connected to me. I feel guilty. I'm denying that I'm connected to innocence. I'm denying that I'm connected to innocence. I feel guilty. I'm denying that I am innocent. I feel guilty. I am denying that I am innocent. I am denying that I am innocent. So to be alone is to feel guilty. Because as soon as you tell yourself you're alone, a part of you know you're lying. Mm-hmm. And so you've already learned to feel guilty about lying.
Wow.
So every time you say, I'm cool, you lying. Every time you say, I'm alone, you lying. Every time you say, there's not a relationship for me in this world, you lying. Every time you say, you can't be free, you're lying. And that's what makes you feel guilty, because you're denying your oneness with your source, with your power, and with your good. And that's where guilt comes from. Guilt comes from trying to separate myself from the truth.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. The end.
Wow.
Man. Thank you for helping me get past denying my wealth and abundance. For sharing with me financially in my full-time ministry with the Course. Thank you for sharing with me. 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 Thank you. Thank you for sharing with me. Thank you for sharing with me. Thank you for sharing with me. Thank you. Thank you for sharing with me.
thank you for sharing with me.
Can I ask one of my silly and possible questions?
You can ask me anything you want. I want you to give me open communication.
It seemed to me, thinking one day this week, that okay, joy or happiness and peace, which is what we're after, is really a judgment. It's my putting meaning on something that brings forth that emotion of happiness, joy, or peace.
Uh-huh.
Then, today I was sitting here thinking, no, that's just the natural state, and really what I do is put things in the way of feeling that. Would the second analysis be more accurate than the first?
Absolutely. Yeah, the minute that you begin to realize that you're the one that's putting the meaning on everything, you've totally seen your way out of pain. It's like the door is just right open in front of you. But that's the most difficult part of the path, is in the very beginning to start accepting responsibility for the meaning you were putting on events. That you're the one that's putting the description on them. You're the one that's putting the description on the event. I don't care what the event is, it's your description that you're responding to. And if you really get that, then you have just discovered the key to being happy all the time. You just discovered the key. So what does that mean, that you're the one who's giving the meaning to what you see? Who can tell me how they see that would make happiness possible for them all the time?
Yeah. Didn't go that way.
Change it.
Say it, buddy.
Then I can change it to whatever I want.
Yes. Anytime?
Anytime.
You could give it a new description. Mm-hmm. And the minute you give it a new description, you have a new feeling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is so powerful, isn't it? Woo!
You stepped on my foot. I'm mad at you. You say, hey man, I didn't mean to step on your foot. It was an accident. I let go of my anger. Soon as I changed the description of what happened, which was it was an accident, instantly I let go of my anger. I didn't have to go to a doctor, I didn't have to go through a process, and it didn't take me 10 hours. As soon as I changed my description, oh, you didn't mean to do that? I went from anger to everything's cool between us. That happened in a split second. Every one of us have done that before. And this book is saying that applies to every single circumstance in your life. There's another description you could give to it, and your feelings would change in an instant. And this book is full of those descriptions. That's why you read it, to get the new descriptions. Life. I am hostage to nothing. I am hostage to no one. This person is angry at me. I'm angry at this person. This is another opportunity for me to practice the holy instant. This is another opportunity for me to give and receive open communication. Do I really want perfect communication? Am I willing to let go of anything and everything that interferes with communication forever? I know I don't have to have completely pure thoughts. I just have to have thoughts that I don't want to keep, and be willing to bring those thoughts to the loving part of me that would try to make me not feel guilty about it, but would give me another way of looking at it, which is the purification. Okay? So, it's going to be, you know, another class at 12 noon Wednesday, 7 p.m. Thursday, and then again at 1 o'clock on Sunday. And we're going to go for a ride in this book. So really focus in on getting the book if you don't have it and reading the section that I'm going to be on, because we're going to have some fun, and we're going to learn, and we're going to be startled, and we're going to feel all kinds of feelings and emotions together as we heal. But I'm going to do this book like it's never been done before through me. Because I'm safe. I'm safe. Sexy. And sexy. Thank you.
Juicy
and cute. And yes. Oh, God. See what I'm saying? See what I'm talking about?
Off the book.
This is a demonstration. Not to build. This is nothing about building my ego up at all. This is just a witness back to you of how loving you are.
No. Mm-hmm.